Gunmen in Haiti yesterday opened fire on thousands of marchers in Port-au-Prince. 5 people were killed, including a Spanish journalist. An American photographer was wounded. U.S. Marines were drawn into the fire for the first time since arriving a week ago. The violence began as a massive crowd of Haitians arrived at the presidential palace to celebrate the ouster of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Witnesses say the attackers were armed Aristide supporters, known locally as Chimère. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
It was supposed to be a celebration, the first massive anti-Aristide march in months to reach the palace without attacks from the Chimère. Families with children strolled around the open plaza downtown as international troops led the procession. Expressing a common opinion on the plaza, clothing factory executive Beatrice Francis said Aristide terrorized his political opponents and turned the poor against the rich to maintain his base of power. She said she was relieved Aristide was gone.
That's basically what we're here for, is to share, you know, our optimism for a brighter tomorrow.
Haiti's small oligarchy has long ignored the country's millions of destitute residents who live in filthy slums with no sewers or drinking water. And it was from one of those slums, Bel Air, that the gunmen bore down on the crowd yesterday afternoon. The shooting took place some 3 blocks from the palace and the international forces stationed there. One of the dead, a young man in a blue T-shirt shot in the head by an assault rifle, was dragged in front of U.S. Marines, who later ventured out to secure the area. A Marine spokesman said they exchanged fire with the gunmen but could not provide more details. As military helicopters circled overhead, witness Kalite Alix crouched by a wall. He said it was Aristide militants who were firing at marchers from trucks and rooftops in what appeared to be a well-orchestrated attack. This has to stop. We are the people, he says. We are the ones being shot at. We can't take it anymore. The foreign soldiers, the white men, they can't stop the Chimère, he added. They just came here for a stroll. Only Guy Philippe can give us security. Philippe is the head of Haiti's so-called Liberation Front, a ragtag group of armed former soldiers, paramilitaries, and criminals who helped drive Aristide into exile. Last week, the U.S. pressured Philippe into laying down his weapons, fearing he might try to take control of the country. Philippe agreed, but minutes after yesterday's shootings, he was back on the radio offering his services. If the international troops can't provide security, I will call all my men to remobilize and await marching orders, he said. If Aristide's guys are not immediately arrested and brought to justice, I will have to give the order to do so. At the overcrowded Port-au-Prince hospital where most of the wounded arrived, relatives of the victims fainted and wailed as soldiers from several countries kept guard. Colonel Le Platois of the French army fielded a flurry of questions from angry Haitians about why his troops didn't prevent the shootings. What do you want me to do? He asked. We're here to ensure the security of the country, but I don't have enough men to protect the entire city. Meanwhile, doctors scrambled to attend to the dozens of injured in emergency rooms short on supplies. More Haitians gathered at the hospital gate to taunt the peacekeeping troops, though the multinational forces have said repeatedly that they are not the police. Ordinary Haitians are looking to them for safety. Haitian police on the scene said they would respond swiftly to Sunday's attacks and arrest those responsible. Aristide Partisan said this weekend that they would stage their own march today. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.